Hello once again, this is Justin Wayne, and I am back again with Alex KW for the Discovery 2 preview, which of course is this week. If I knew my dates properly, the 23rd of February, and of course 8 o'clock at the AAA on Kensington High Street. And I should say hello to Alex, and she's sitting there hearing me witter on about her gig. How are you, Alex?
Hi, Justin. I'm all right, thanks.
I had a sip of coffee between the first take and the second take of that intro, didn't I? Great.
And I had hot chocolate.
Ah. It's been cold, but you've got four artists to warm us up on a cool Thursday night in West London. Who've we got this month?
We've got Richie Syrett, who's coming from Manchester, because I'm really trying to put on acts that are from outside London as well, because it's quite hard for some of them to get gigs in London, and the promoters say to them, you've got to bring 40 people or 20 people. So I'm just trying to put them on with London acts that I know will bring some people.
Yeah.
But Richie actually's done a few gigs in London, so he'll probably bring a few people as well. But he is an Americana type and folk artist, and he plays harmonica as well. He's going to be playing solo. He does have a band sometimes, but this particular event. And he's going to be promoting his new album as well.
Cool.
So,
which is Good Morning Midnight, and we're going to hear the title track off of it right now, aren't we?
Yes, great.
We've also got, in a minute, you'll hear from Robert Marr, Common Tongues, and Charlie Coombs and the New Breed. But right now, of course, as Alex said, this is Richie Syrett. Richie, RichieSyrett.com. If you want to get the, you want to buy the album yourself, it's called Good Morning Midnight. And this is the title track.
Well, in the heat, things turn from bad to worse. You hear them laugh and you hear them curse. You see the flags in the window pane. The evening pulls our game. Folks that you meet, you can separate. Some will drain and some radiate. Some defend and some may attack. Like this boy with a devil on his back. Say good morning, midnight. Gonna give what I give. Blisters brought me down. I think that I may have finally seen the light. I wager that I've woken from the dark. I say good morning, midnight. Gonna give what I give. Days are long.
Once again, that was Richie Syrett. Head over to his website and buy that album, or I'm sure you can pick it up at the gig, AAA.uk.net, if you want to get your tickets now, or you can find the Discovery team over at facebook.com/discoverytalent. And as I said before, or at some point, I said this on the regular web, not the Facebook web, but the regular web, at discovery-talent.co.uk. Well, how have things been going with the Discovery team recently, Alex? You usually have some success stories or some fantastic stuff happening. I'm sure there are success stories, even if you don't have them, Diane.
Well, Louise Golby, who is more of a jazzy soul type artist who we put on a few weeks ago, she was in the Maida Vale studios doing a session for Radio 2, I think it was, and they're using part of her song as the jingle for the BBC introducing. So she's very excited about that.
Oh, very nice.
And Flash Fiction have got quite a bit going on. They've got a new single out, new video. They played at Coco for the NME gig last Friday. And they're in the Sunday Times today. Their track is one of in the top 10 download chart, I think. Yeah, it's really good to see that some of these acts are making a bit of progress, because it's not an easy road at the moment in the music industry.
No, certainly not. Certainly not.
In fact, Rob Marr, who's the next artist on our bill at Discovery, it's his second album that's coming out. On a label called Anatomy Records. But I'm really excited because he's had a lot of very good reviews.
Hmm. Well, let's hear the... Shall we hear Fence?
Yeah,
building?
This is the one that Keris Matthews described as an astonishing piece of music.
All right. Let's see what we think. You can find Rob Marr. Is he going to play his... fancy keyboard he's got on his website?
Yes.
Is that what he... Okay, cool. You can check out some videos as well yourself if you want to. Head over to Rob Marr, robmarr.net. He's got a fancy little website. I kind of like it. It's cute. Yes, but you'll hear him right now. Once again, Fence Building, Rob Marr. It's Discovery 2.
Pass me the hammer, son. This is a bad job, needs to be redone, be redone. See how I sweat in the sun, proving my love, and that these are bones and not yet done.
hides for himself.
That single there, Jumping Ships by Common Tongues, released on Something Nothing Records, which Alex was just telling me during the tune that that's Billy Vincent's label as well. And they're down in Brighton, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
And do they share a producer, the two bands?
They do, yeah.
The same?
Russ, okay. The man in the hat.
The man in the hat. He comes down to the gig, the Discovery 2 sometimes.
Yes, he does. He has a studio in Brighton where Billy Vincent record and Common Tongues record. Yeah, Common Tongues are a brilliant band. I mean, their harmonies are absolutely amazing. They're managed by Deborah Downs from Dawson Breed Music, who also looks after Felix Fables, who performed at Discovery last year and did their single launch.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of the Common Tongues because they've recently been given a chance to go on a tour of all the Cafe Nero Cafe Nero. It's a Cafe Nero tour. So
that'll be fun.
They'll be going in the coffee shops all around the UK in May.
They're the type of band that's just that sound is like just going to burst out of the coffee shop, but not quite. Like it's, I don't know. It's a perfect fit, I think. Yeah. Like I don't want to say they're too small. Like, oh, they should be in a coffee shop, but they're certainly a coffee shop band, but also not. So I'll sit on the fence on that one.
Coffee shop, but they're certainly not bland.
No.
Very caffeinated. Interesting.
that whole coffee shop metaphor went south. But you've got a special Discovery 2 coming up quite soon. So tell us about that.
Yeah, every year during the International Live Music Conference, I usually host a showcase, and the year before last, I put Ed Sheeran on at the Troy Bar in East London, and the lead to his guitar snapped in the middle of his set, and he just leapt off the stage, and there weren't very many people in the room. It was a small gig, and he just carried on performing, and it was like you were having him perform in your living room. It was great.
Wow, that's very cool.
A true pro. And then last year I did it in the AAA, because that is opposite the hotel where the conference is held, and I had a band called More Like Trees on. I had Eliza Newman, who's a Icelandic singer, and a band that were called Pope Joan, but they now call themselves Black Black Hills, and are starting to do quite well. And Alice Russell, who's a soul jazz type singer. So this year I'm going to do another one. It's going to be on the Wednesday night at the AAA, and it's going to be more of an urban and dance music event. And I've got Asya on again, who performed for me in November, who was... Do you remember her, Justin?
Stunning.
She was absolutely amazing, isn't she?
Really, really good.
A real star in the making. And the PRS Foundation have tipped her to watch out for her in 2012. And then a band called The Stow, who... they mix indie and urban... Well, hip-hop and urban music, really. And... they've been nominated. They might be going on the Mobo tour, and they've also won a competition at the Camden Crawl for best up and coming unsigned act, and MTV have been checking them out as well, so they're going to perform. And then I've got this amazing dancer who's an illusionist as well. He's a street dancer called Balance from Newcastle. And there's a couple of other acts I'm looking at, and a young singer who does music a bit like Paolo Nutrini meets blues and jazz. So yeah, that's going to be the theme of that night.
Sounds fantastic. Sounds really good.
That's still in the planning stages at the moment.
Cool. Well, once again, Discovery 2 is found at discovery-talent.co.uk, or of course on the lovely Facebook. Can't say anything nasty about Facebook, or they'll shut you down. Facebook.com/discoverytalent. And yeah, it's gonna be a good night this week. It is the 23rd of February. If you want to get tickets, you can find them on We Got Tickets. You can find it on the Facebook page. You can find it at AAA.uk.net. That's really all that I have to say. We've got one more band.
We
to
have
play,
indeed,
of course.
And a very important band, Charlie Coombs and the New Breed. They're on Believe Digital, actually.
Okay.
And they're about to release their third EP, and they've toured. The end of last year, they were touring Brazil, and they've toured North America as well. So I think they're going to be a very good live act. I haven't actually seen them live, but I've been listening to their music and looking at the videos. So I'm very excited.
Yeah.
They describe themselves as red-blooded rock and roll.
Is that some sort of cultural thing? Red-blooded? Red-blooded rock and roll? No.
They've got a bit of soul in their rock too, which I like.
Maybe that's what it means.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out. We'll find out on Thursday.
We will indeed.
And they are at ccatnb.com. I'm sure you can find it there on Facebook as well. I found them on Facebook already and liked them. And I think I found them on Twitter, which is Charlie with the Charley, and then Coombs is Coome with a B. There's a B in there somewhere as well. I've spelled it wrong. Coombs. Right, there we go. Got it out. Thanks once again, Alex. It's always fun. And yeah. We'll see you on Thursday for the live show.
Great. All the artists are looking forward to it, meeting you as well.
Meeting me. Oh, that's right, yes. Because we always do interviews and speak to them. And if you haven't yet, we will have at some point in the near future, we will have on rechargeradio.com, of course, you can listen to these podcasts, as well as there should be a widget very soon on discovery-talent.co.uk. From their EP, Waves, this is Charlie Coombs and the New Breed. And you can download the single for free off the website. So if you like it, head over there. It's called Dressed to Kill. We'll see you on Thursday at Discovery 2.